It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Headspace Studios. Hello, Sam here. Welcome to Radio Headspace and to Tuesday Morning. So lately, I've been doing a lot of on-camera work as I respond to listener questions, and being in front of the camera is still pretty new to me, and it can feel pretty awkward at times. As I've been showing up and getting more comfortable in front of the camera, I've been thinking about how we build confidence authentically, creating our own map and vision of what confidence looks and feels like for us. So here are some things that I know about confidence. First, it waxes and wanes. We're not going to feel confident in every situation, and that's okay. We all have different strengths and aptitudes, and so we feel more confident in different domains of life. You may be a social butterfly and feel completely confident meeting new people at a mixer or party, or maybe you're confident in your knowledge of a certain topic and are comfortable giving an hour-long lecture on it. Fun fact, the etymology of the word confidence comes from the Latin confidentia, meaning self-trust. Trusting ourselves takes time. The good news is that self-trust can be strengthened and embodied authentically. So how do we build this self-trust and bring it with us wherever we go? Self-trust begins with knowing ourselves intimately. This means getting clear on what's most important to us and prioritizing that daily. We build self-trust by going through difficult times and witnessing our own inner resources, like strength and resilience. We also build self-trust by knowing what we're about and living with integrity. For example, if you value relationships, you prioritize them by spending time connecting with friends and loved ones often. Another aspect of self-trust is acceptance, embracing ourselves as we are in any given moment. And this can be difficult, especially in moments when we're not showing up as our best selves. This is where self-compassion really comes in handy. If we know that we can greet our own pain, our moodiness, impatience, whatever it is, with that sense of compassion, we also know that it's not a threat, and then we experience less fear about feeling that way. We also trust that we can learn from these moments, building insight about what we need to thrive. It's also difficult to accept ourselves when we're feeling nervous or stressed. However, with a little bit of reframing, we can embrace these moments as well. Instead of seeing moments of stress as a hindrance to confidence, we can remind ourselves that when anxiety shows up, it means we care. It's a primal response to a situation that matters to us, one in which we want to do our best and have the best possible outcome. If this topic of confidence resonates with you and you'd like to build authentic self-trust, here's an exercise I did at the start of the year that provided a framework for tapping into authentic confidence. So first, think back to 5 or 10 of your accomplishments, the ones that meant a lot to you, despite how big or small they may seem to others. Then, turn these accomplishments into affirmations of your strengths that remind you of what you're all about. So for example, I thought of a time when I finished my graduate program, when there were many barriers in my life. Then I wrote an affirmation saying, "I follow through with my commitments, even when it's hard, knowing that my presence and reliability builds trust and confidence in myself and others." By doing this exercise, we're recollecting our moments of strength and reminding ourselves that there's a lot to feel confident about. And if you're looking for more ways to tap into confidence, try the Building Self-Confidence meditation that we have in the app. It's with my good friend and fellow teacher, Dora. That's it for me for today. May you feel strong, at ease, and confident. And I'll see you back here tomorrow.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.